To call him new is a slight exaggeration.
I'm really excited about it. I've been the interim executive director for the past year.
Brandon Henson has worked with the Youth Orchestras of San Antonio for quite some time, but he's now their executive director.
Got a lot of exciting opportunities ahead with YOSA, and I can't wait to get started.
So you've got an interesting backstory yourself.
I do. Before coming to YOSA, I was a professional musician based out of Branson, Missouri, and I was the bassist for Mr. Andy Williams.
And that's not the only part of his backstory that gives him perspective.
When I was in high school, I was part of my youth orchestra for that community, and I understand the impact that we have on young people.
His plans for YOSA are to have more impact on more kids.
We are actually expanding out next year. We're adding two more orchestras to our regular roster of orchestras. Long term, we're looking at reaching more kids.
Youth Orchestras of San Antonio create and run 8 separate orchestras that play throughout the school year.
We take ages 8 to 20. With at least 1 year of experience.
After-school practices hone these kids' talents with their instruments, and playing in the orchestra gives them context. Henson says there's often a long-range relationship that young people have with YOSA.
Kids can move from orchestra to orchestra throughout a period of time and stay with us and get to the top level of YOSA, which is the YOSA Philharmonic.
And the Philharmonic will soon have a special venue.
YOSA Philharmonic will have all their Gold Series concerts in the Tobin Center.
For more, go to TPR.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.